Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this, offering to, hallelujah. Well, Laura's going to be back here in a little while to lead us in some more praise and worship. But I wanted to break up praise and worship today because of my message. I want us to praise Jesus. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Somebody put their hearing aid batteries up here.
That would be me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was going to say they're not mine. Look like mine, but old preachers get hard of hearing. Amen. If you would, I want you to turn to Revelation 19. Revelation 19. We're going to start with verse 11 and go through verse 13. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. Verse 12. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. Verse 13. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we just ask that you open the Word up to us today. Lord God, minister your Word to us. And Lord, put in our hearts the idea that we should praise you. We should worship you. Jesus, minister to our spirits. Minister to our spirits. Open our ears and our eyes, Lord God, to your presence with us. Open our ears and our eyes to your magnificence. Open our ears and our eyes so we can see the one true God. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. And we give you praise and adoration. Give you love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Does that scripture inspire you like it does me?
Amen.
Are you grateful today that you serve a risen Savior who is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? That portion of scripture thrills us, but it scares the devil nearly to death. Amen. Not only does Satan tremble at this scripture, but the lost world should tremble as well. Amen. These verses are talking about the literal return of Jesus Christ to the earth.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to smite the nations at Armageddon, ending the reign of Satan. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. But at this present time, Satan's still the god of this world. And he's not going down without a fight. He's going to fight to the end, folks. Now, before long, Jesus is going to come and he's going to set up his kingdom on the earth. And it's at this time that Satan will gather his evil angels together in an attempt to thwart the Lord's plans. When Jesus splits the clouds and comes riding in on his white horse, he's going to be joined by the saints of God. Amen?
Amen.
And the nations will see him and they'll become confused and confounded. They were looking for somebody else to lead them, weren't they? Still looking for someone else to lead them.
Yeah.
Amen. And as Jesus places his foot upon the Mount of Olives, he'll be revealed to the nation of Israel. Israel be cheering. Israel be happy. Israel be rejoicing. But the other nations, they're not going to have such a good time. They're going to see the truth. And the truth is that Jesus came for the righteous. Hallelujah. And he will be finally revealed as the many-crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, verse 12, let's look at that again. Verse 12 says, his eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. Scripture says he has many crowns upon his head. Now, I tried to think of what that looked like, and I'm not going there, because I could never come up with a good picture. Amen. Just know that he's got many crowns. They may interlock, they may not, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be, but we're going to see Jesus with many crowns. And even though he never had an army, and he never brandished a sword, Jesus has more crowns and more victories than any earthly king in history.
Amen. Amen.
He still is and forever will be the greatest conqueror. Yes. Scripture just simply calls him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And currently on his head rests the crown of the King of Heaven. He's the King of Heaven right now. Jesus' empire is higher than the heavens, lower than the lowest hell, and his earth is his domain. Now, also upon his head sits the crown of creation. All things were made by him. By his word, he created the mountains. By his word, he carved the valleys. By his word, he spoke light into darkness. By his word, he brought forth the seas. By his word, he balanced the clouds. He molded every atom. He brightened every star. He created all the forces. He hung the world upon his word. Everything in our universe obeys the voice of God. Amen?
Amen.
No other king can wear the crown of creation, only Jesus.
Yes.
Another crown on Jesus' head is the crown of providence. He controls the destiny of man and the destiny of angels. He guides his church with the power of his spirit. Our sinful world may seem out of control, but I guarantee our Jesus has it under his control. Amen?
Amen.
Sin may continue to grow deeper and deeper into the souls of men, but eventually it'll be harvest time when our God will burn the tares and judge those who refuse to live for him, because he holds the earth in his hand. He holds the universe in his hands. He holds the mountains in his hands.
Yes.
He holds the rivers and sea in his hands.
Glory.
He holds you and me in his hands.
Hallelujah.
He has the right to wear the crown of providence.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord also wears a crown of grace. Crown of grace. Jesus himself is the giver of grace. He is the giver of the water of life. From God's throne is an ever-flowing supply of grace. Amen?
Amen.
An ever-flowing supply of grace and mercy. And his grace and mercy is available to all who will receive it. Everyone who will receive it. Jesus sets today as the resurrected Christ, the Almighty God. There is no other king who has earned the right to wear the crown of grace. Hallelujah. Give him praise in the house this morning. Come on, folks. Come on. I told you enough already. Our Lord Jesus Christ laid all these crowns aside over 2,000 years ago and became the King of humanity so that he could come and dwell here and receive the crown of redemption. There have been many earthly kings who attempted to be the King of humanity. Nebuchadnezzar tried to be the king of humanity by defeating every nation that stood in front of him, but he finally failed. Napoleon tried to be the king of humanity, but he also failed, could not defeat the governments. Alexander the Great tried to be the king of humanity, but he also failed. He wanted to defeat the nations, but he couldn't. Jesus Christ is the only king who became king of humanity. Jesus accomplished this through his death upon the cross of Calvary, suffered and died for the sins of all mankind. Amen. No other earthly king was qualified to receive the crown of the King of Humanity. Jesus bore the battle scars of redemption upon his body. Mortal men can boast of their own personal battle scars, but they in no way equal the battle scars of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He has the right to wear the crown of humanity upon his head. He has the right to wear the crown of the conquest of death. He has the right to wear the crown of the conquest of sin. He has the right to wear the crown of the conquest of suffering. Amen. He has the right to wear the crown of the conquest of sorrow. He has the right to wear the crown of the conquest of Satan. Jesus suffered. He was crucified. He was dead. He was buried. He descended into hell. Those may sound like words of defeat, but Jesus arose as the victorious victor over death, hell, and the grave. Amen? He was the king who ascended from the depths of hell. Napoleon never ascended from hell. Alexander the Great never ascended out of hell. Nero never ascended out of hell. Hitler never ascended out of hell. Jesus is the only king, folks. Jesus is the only king that ascended out of the depths of hell. He alone stands supreme. He alone stands supreme, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Upon the head of Jesus Christ are many crowns, but he's anticipating. He's eagerly waiting for one more crown, the crown of the bridegroom. Amen. The crown of the bridegroom. I believe with all my heart that we're living in the rapture generation. I hope I make it.
You will.
I hope I make it.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to be jealous if everybody else is flying and I'm already there. I'll be jealous. Soon and very soon, our Lord will call his family home, folks. He's going to deliver them from the curse of this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he will gather unto himself the bride, the church. The church. This is the generation that will usher in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Glory.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Amen. With the trumpet of God.
Amen.
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 This could happen right now. All the things are lined up. It could happen right now.
Yes.
The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
Amen.
When the dead in Christ rise, those believers who remain on the earth will meet Jesus in the air. And following these events, Jesus will receive the crown of the bridegroom.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Then the marriage supper of the Lamb will be ready to begin. All the chairs are in their place. Everything has been polished and swept to welcome the guests. The feast is already prepared, placed upon the tables. Bring in the bride. Bring in the bride. Bring in the church. Bring home the church.
Yes.
Come on, folks. Holler it with me. Bring home the church. Bring home the church. We're ready. Sound the trumpet. Welcome the bride. You, where are you going, prophets of God? Where are you going, apostles of God? Where are you going, saints of God? Up on the mountain of the Lord of our King. Amen. Amen. Going to the throne room to meet the Almighty. We will cast our crowns down at the feet of Jesus, and we will crown him as our bridegroom. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. I have crowned Jesus King of my life today. Have you crowned Him King of your life?
Yes.
Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11 says, "Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." Saints, hold fast to that which was given you.
Yes.
Hold fast to that which was given you. Hold fast to the Word of God. Hold fast to faith in God. Hold fast to the Holy Spirit. Hold fast to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hold fast to that which Christ purchased with His blood. Let no man take your crown. Let no devil steal it away. Satan is out to destroy you. He's out to sift you as wheat. He's out to rob you of your crown of life. He doesn't want you living eternally with Jesus. He would rather you be lost and spend eternity in the depths of hell with Him. Judas lost his crown. Judas lost his mansion. Judas lost his soul. He sold his eternal life with Jesus for 30 dirty pieces of silver. How could he exchange heaven for hell? How could he do that? What a choice. It certainly wasn't a wise choice, and it was much too costly. Judas lost his eternal soul and gave up his heavenly crown. Hold fast to your faith, saint of God, so that you may win the crown of life. Make God's church a priority in your life. Pray without ceasing. Be faithful in reading His Word. Study to show yourself approved. Be determined to live for Jesus in this ungodly generation.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is preparing His return, and we should be preparing as well.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Lift up your head today, saints. There's lots of things that bring your head low. Lift up your head today, saints. Declare that you're a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Amen. Rebuke the devil and stand firm in your faith. And declare, "Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus." And they all shouted, "Hallelujah." Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to spend just a few minutes talking about the glory of Jesus. I wanted to emphasize how great He is today, right now. I wanted to say, let's praise our Lord and Savior. So I ask the Lord to do some praise and worship after my message as well. Now folks, I want you to get that vision. I don't want you to set like a... I better not use some word, it may not be right. I don't want you to set, I want you to worship. I want you to praise the Lord. I want Jesus to be alive with all His crowns. Everything He's done for you and for me. I want you to notice it. I want you to see it with your spiritual eyes. I want you to be part of praising our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Can I hear your voice today? I hear it now, but when we're praising, can I hear your voice today? Well, I don't sing so well, Brother Jerry. That's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
Make a joyful noise. Amen. Many of you have been doing that for years. And it's all right. It's all right. One time, quartet, we went to this church. They were having some kind of special service, but they had some other music besides us. And they had an old man about my age got up, and he sang, and he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But I want you to know the anointing was on that man.
Hallelujah.
And everybody in the house started crying. Joyful noise.
Anointing makes the difference.
It won't be on key. So what? Is it joyful? You know, God wants you happy. We've been talking on Sunday night about being a cheerful giver. And He wants you to make a joyful noise. He wants you happy, doesn't He?
Amen.
I moved your papers, son. I wouldn't preach that. Let's stand together. We're going to rejoice about Jesus.
Amen. You know, like Pastor Jerry said, honestly, God likes to use the foolish to confound the wise, and He likes to use the least of us. So I fully believe once we get to heaven, we'll all have amazing voices. So amen. I just say practice until you get there. and honestly, this came to me when you said that. There's something about praise. You wore the heavenlies when you praise. And honestly, this is a testimony time, I suppose. Just real quick, there was one night, and I work in a preschool, and I have three children. So I get double whammy from elementary school and my school. And there was one night I got really sick a few years ago. And my kids, I went down the line, and I was just waiting and anticipating. And I started getting sick that night. And I did, around 1 or 2 in the morning, I got up, you know, I'll know the drill. And we had just learned about proclaiming, standing in God's promises, and worshiping at like a Wednesday night thing here. And I put it to the test, and I'm like between vomiting and all that, I'm praising into the toilet as loud as I can, a song, just whatever song came to my head. And I kid you not, by morning I was well. So, and I was not expecting that. I was expecting at least 24 hours, right?
Glory, hallelujah.
I say all that, and you can say, well, maybe that's happenstance. It doesn't matter. If you're sick today, or if you're hurting, if you have illness in your body, if you have injury in your body, praise God, regardless. Do you know that you're punching the devil in the throat every time you do that?
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I like, you know, taking it out on him versus everyone around me.
Right.
So, I mean, this morning, if you're hurting, you have pain or anything, just praise him, praise him, praise him until the healing comes, and believe he will heal you because he is on his way.
Glory, glory.
So let's go ahead and start this.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Awake my soul and sing.
Victorious in us in this life, Father. We thank you for all the things you've done, that we are nothing without you, Father. Lord, let us not be a people that praise your name, but hearts are far from you. So, Father, we ask you this morning to inhabit your people. Don't let us leave changed, like not changed, Don't let us leave the same as we came in, Father. I will say this every day you get me up here. Lord, I ask you, send the Holy Spirit to lay on us. Any spirit that's not of you, Father, replace it with you, Father. The spirit of depression, heaviness, Father, we break it in the name of Jesus, because we have authority in your name. You don't have the authority, but your name has the authority, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and your name is above all names. So, Father, we come to you this morning, and we ask you to be with us, Lord, and we thank you that you walk with us. That we seek, when we seek you with all our heart, you are there, Father. Yes. Father, we ask that you come. Thank you. Keep going. We just want to feel your presence, Father,
yes,
in this room.
Hallelujah.
Us to be in a state of praise and worship, folks. This stuff will chase away the boogers. It'll chase away those things that we don't want in our life. It'll chase away the devil and all his imps. It'll chase away those bad spirits that come to bother you and me. It'll chase him away. And it'll turn Jesus' eyes and ears toward us. And we can be changed.
Hallelujah.
The situation can change. You can change. I can change. We can be different because we worship the Lord together. Amen. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for today. Thank you for this day of praise and worship, Lord. We exalt you, Lord Jesus.
King of kings and Lord of lords. We honor you.
Yes, Lord.
We honor you. Bless your holy name.
Thank you, mighty God.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you, mighty God. Folks, I want you to know I love you.
I love you, Pastor.
I love you, I love you, I love you. God bless. You're dismissed.